Blog Talk Radio.
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die. I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. I go to the movie and I go downtown. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother. And I say, brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Lord, there have been times that I thought I could last for long. But I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it
Experiment Black Radio.
Yo, sucker, never play me. Triple shader back down my bleach, and never fade me. They say he crazy, New York wisdom in the 80s. Killer catch administration, gangster renovation. Born out isolation, Asian ill communication. Asian Marvel, fiber actor, pestilential, microscopic soul, sonic remedy. Clinic right in the street, operating in the dark. Surgery of wounded heart, come together. Pill apart, come together. Smoking on something good, praying for something better. From out of better, never rocking for forever, ever, ever, ever,
ever. We don't need two out of but three words. Tell this nation what we are talking about. They don't need words. You don't need to have a great vocabulary to utter. You don't need to have a philosophical bent to grasp. They are three little words. We want to let the world know that these words describe what we mean and what we are determined to do about racial injustice. The word is here. voices telling us to slow up. We can hear voices telling us to cool off. Our only answer in calm ocean time must be that we have cooled off too long, and if we keep cooling off, we'll end up in a deep freeze. We must go on and say, no, what we are saying to this nation is that we want all of our rights. We want them here, and we want all of them not next year, not next week, but we want them now, at this hour. This is what we're
saying. What your life can truly be. Shine and star for you to see. What your life can truly be.
Emperor Island, the last year of the first. I'm going to take back the top. See? Understand more? Final tune. Then live artist.
Zero Majesty. Emperor Island, the last year. Is in Zero Majesty. Emperor Island, the last year.
Don't forget we have the good item. Good item food on sale, yeah, I see. Yeah.
We have suffered and failed the game. Erase the evil. Jehovah rest for us. Emperor, I is not yet. Jehovah rest for us. Emperor, I is not yet. Set me free. Set me free. From Babylon.
Okay, this is the Black Business Billionaire Network Club, and you know what we do? We do billionaire status stuff. We try to help people develop. I was just so amazed at how many young people between the ages of 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18 have made themselves the millionaire status by doing business. Not singing, not dancing, not playing basketball, not hip-hop, don't stop. Like my man, Dr. Benjamin say, nigga, hate music type of thing. They are doing business, people. They are writing books. They are manufacturing product, designing clothes. They are doing technology development and experiments, and they are doing investing. They're brokers now. At 14 years old, the young brother who made the million-dollar status at 11, Truth Jones, who turns around and becomes a broker, an investment broker, a stock broker. Okay, he's doing stock and investments. He's making $100,000 a month. Read this in different magazines. Read this in different newspapers. They can't lie. They can't lie. He's going to be on Forbes magazine eventually for the incredible work that he's doing. And we had the pleasure of talking with him. And he's just a wonderful young man. And he's really, really, really just phenomenal. He's phenomenal. He's what the Black Business Billionaires Network Club is all about, developing economics in the black community, making opportunities for the black community. And it's just amazing how these young people are being themselves, how they're getting opportunities going. We're going to talk about a nonprofit, a church opportunity with gas tax deductions where churches can make large sums of money by us working together collectively, economically. And we have this gas pills, gas tablets, gas opportunity to save money on gas and get back $5 on your gas as well. And we're going to have our brother, Reggie Powell. He's going to come on and he's going to talk a little bit about that. And we just want to also give you some focus on the news as well. You know, there was a killing again on July 4th. You know, it was a massive, destructive situation. I get sick of even talking about them. I get sick of even digesting the characteristics of these young people who are mentally disturbed, who are really, really out of control. This young man has said many a times to his parents since he was very young that he's going to kill people. He's been violent with the family. He picked up knives and chased everybody out of the dining room during Thanksgiving. He's threatened kids at school. He's threatened his father, his mother. He's threatened to kill. He has a website. It's demonic. It's evil. And he keeps threatening to kill. And his parents have the audacity, the nerve to go out and buy him a gun. His father, at 17 years old, had to co-sign for him to get a gun. His mother went out and bought him a gun. Are you people real? Are you people out your mind? Are you out your goddamn mind? Your son is mentally ill. But this goes on and on and on and on and on. This goes on and on and on in the white community. I'm sorry to say it, but that's what it is. It goes on and on and on in the white community where these kids are threatening to kill people. They're threatening people's lives, and we keep supplying them with weapons. We keep letting them walk around with no therapy, no medical or mental medications, no institutionalization, nothing. These children are walking around here waiting to kill somebody, and these parents are oblivious, or they don't care, or they just not doing anything. It has to stop. This has to stop. These guns are out of control. They are too high-powered. You don't need a high-powered rifle, an AK-47, to go shoot deer. You don't need an AK-47 to protect your home. Let's be serious. But these white people are continuously developing killers. I'm on the YouTube the other day. And little white kids, they showing little white kids who are taught to kill. And a little boy, 3 years old, said, I want to be a killer. I want to murder him. I want to murder him. And the woman is laughing. His mother is teaching him this. Another lady takes her three-year-old son into a gun store and show him how to, in five minutes, to dissemble and resemble an AK. What are we doing, people? America is getting the greatest levels of killings, senseless killings in the whole world, and we're not paying attention, and nobody wants to say it, and I'm going to say it. Call me a racist, call me a nigger, call me anything you want to, but these white kids are out of control, the white society is out of control, and there's nobody doing anything. And Prime Minister Trudeau in Canada, he's having 1 year of no gun sales. The whole year, non-gun sales, to see how that works out with safety and security and protection and saving lives in Canada. Could better step up. These demonic evil people in the Republican Party, these NRA gun lobbyists, these people who keep pushing the Second Amendment, the right to bear arms in our face while we're dying. What in the freaking world are we doing? Well, I'm saying this. God knows all and sees all. And God knows when there are fools and amongst us. And we have lots of fools amongst us, and we have to stop and make sure that we protect the innocent, the elderly, and the children and the women and the families. We got to stand up, people. We got to stand up against this wild, crazy things that's going on. We have to stand up to make a change. We have to stand up to make sure that we go forward. We have to stand up. Sometimes you might be the only person in the room that got common sense. Everybody's crazy, but people go along with the craziness just because everybody's doing it. Oh, I don't want to stand out of the crowd. I don't want people not to like me. Well, I don't give a doggone who like me, who don't like me. This is crazy. this gun business is out of control, and we got to get it under control. We got to get things back into order. We have to get the society back where it's supposed to be. We have to stop the nonsense. We have to stop acting like we're a humane society, humanity all over the place, and we have to stop the craziness, and we have to start pushing the righteous ways forward. We have to implement humanity again. We have to follow instructions of the Creator. Whatever religion you are, love your neighbor like yourself. We got to start to stand up. All of us stand up for that which is right. And we have to push commercials and newspaper ads and YouTube and TikTok and Instagram. We got to push for that which is right. We got to make them understand that they have to adhere to a change or insurrection. January 6th will come every January 6th. You're going to have an insurrection. They're out to get the Congress, the Senate, the House, the whoever. They're out to get them. They're threatening them, and they will kill you. So keep playing games, U.S. Senator, Congressman. Keep thinking that you're so high on the horse that nobody can shoot your brains out. They were there on January 6th, the insurrection. They was there, and they were killing. Then people were killed. Come on, y'all. Not a game. We got to change the conditions that we're facing. We have to change the things that's going on in this society. We have to make a change, and it starts with us. We're going to open up 571-264. 571-264, your mic is open. I know you don't talk much, but I'm sure you have something to say about this gun killings and this massive of killings of people across the country as well. Okay. We're going to open up 954-461. Your mic is open.
How about now? Can you hear me now?
Yes, I got you now. This is Reggie Powell, and we're talking about powerful development that's happening recently. It's a fuel tab. It saves you money on fuel. You can use a lower octane. You can donate to your church and your fraternities, sororities, your nonprofit organizations. You can raise funds for your little leagues, your baseball teams, et cetera. There's a great, great opportunity here.
Yeah, I put myself
and,
right on
the air. We're so happy to have Mr. Reggie Powell with us as well. Good friend of mine for years, expert in many, many areas, marketing, public relations, business development, and those types of things. So, Reggie, you go ahead and take the floor and lead the way you want.
Thank you very much, Reverend Rock, and thank you so much for allowing us a moment to share. Reverend Ron, you've been a blessing to get the information out to the people, and I'm so grateful and honored to have met you. It's been a long journey. I mean, I'm looking at the time that has transpired since we met back in, I'm going to say 2000. So I've known Reverend Ron for 22 years now, and just blessed and honored to have met, known. There's people that we meet in our lives for a season. There's people that we meet in our lives for a reason. And it's been 22 years, but I'm excited because I got a call about, I'm originally out of the Northeast, born and raised out of the Bronx. Been blessed to meet a beautiful young lady who actually has been my wife for the last we celebrated 25 years this year. And
wow.
Reverend Ron,
wow.
You know, I'm just elated to even say this,
hey,
because
At that many years for her to stay with you, let me give her a hand.
Yeah.
Ah! Sister Powell.
Yes.
God bless you.
Thank you so much.
Y'all, hey, look, ready. Everybody know I'm crazy. They know I'm crazy from South Carolina.
Right.
They know.
That's
God
right.
God bless y'all. That's wonderful. And
that's
I'm
right.
So happy to
Thank
have
you, brother.
Been involved with you and your family, your wonderful son, your wife, and just
yes.
watch you. You know what? The beautiful thing about Reggie and his family, his wife and his kids, I want to say, they work together. They're truly a blessed unit. You know what I'm saying? They're truly a blessed unit. And it's been a pleasure. It's been a pleasure knowing him, working with him. He's a diligent person. He's a professional person. The Bible says, be steadfast and unremovable in the things that you do. Because the Bible says that the farmer who puts his hands on the plow and he looks back and the plow goes off track, he's not worthy of being the plow. And being from South Carolina on a farm, when you're plowing, you have to stay steadfast, unremovable, and make sure that horse stays straight, because then you will have a messed up planting of your fruits and vegetables and et cetera. So, brother, you've just been steadfast.
Yes.
You've been on things, and God have blessed you. Because your
yes.
fruits of your labor and things that you have done, you are a great example of black family life. Because we talk about, and I'm not saying black family different than white family than other families, but we talk about, you know, the home, not having the father, the mother, and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But you guys being together for that many years, you guys having an exemplary lifestyle of husband and wife, father and son, mother and son, you know, parenting children. It is you guys should write a book. You're doing, you know, you're just a great example. And I talk on this radio program about, because I'm African American, black man, whatever you want to call me, it really doesn't mean nothing. We're all part of the human race. We're all part of God's creation. We're all brothers and sisters. Don't matter what you think or you don't think, you know, you might be white as snow and I might be black as tar, but we brothers and sisters. And when we learn to do that and we learn to live together, we shall move forward. But sometimes you must let people know, in social conditioning and society where people are being literally told, you can't do this, you can't do that, this is not going to work, you know, all the negatives. Sometimes somebody has to step up and say, hey, look, you see that cat and that young lady over there and them children, you know, da, da, da. We need examples. And I want to thank you, brother, because you are a perfect example for family life. For anybody, really, I'm just saying anybody, but, you know, in certain cases, people need to see someone in there, you know, someone look like them, culture like them. It's just the way society is. It's unfortunate, but that's the way it is. But I just want to let you know that I feel that your family lifestyle is exemplary. It really is. It truly is, you know. And it would be it's a blessing. It's
Thank
a
you.
Blessing to have you, you know, to exemplify
Thank
that
you, Reverend Ron.
Structure. Yes.
I really appreciate the accolades, and I wanna thank you. As a matter of fact, I wanna also give it up to my wife, because we wouldn't be able to do it unless we're doing it together. So I gotta give her all the credit, because when we relocated from the Northeast to Florida, where we are now, my wife was she was a physician recruiter. She recruited doctors to work in hospitals all over the country. So that company,
wow,
which was based in Norwalk, Connecticut, where I met Brother Ron during the time my wife was a manager there, and that company, they opened up an office in Fort Lauderdale, and she came home and she says to me, hun, my president wants me to ask you, because he wants to open up a location in Fort Lauderdale. He wants me to oversee an office in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, and wanted me to ask you, would you be amenable to making a move? I said, when are we leaving? I'm ready to go. Just like that. I was ready
right.
to go.
Now,
so
I'm
just saying that to say, yes, sir.
I don't know if you
I'm just saying that to say,
I'm
you got to be available.
Right. But that's perfect, man. That's beautiful. God's timing is the perfect timing. You know, and you just felt that God just gave you the spirit to understand it's time to move. But I'm going to let you know that I'm a retired psychologist. So the recruiting firm that your wife worked for, I'm very much aware as well.
Yes, yes. And so that timing was
great.
They never
recruited me. They're not recruiting me for anything, you know. But
That timing, and that was August of 2003 that we made the move. And since I met Ron, we had one son. He was born May 2000. I met Ron around the time my son was born. Fast forward, we're in Florida now, and my wife gives birth to our second son. So Ron doesn't even know. We now have two boys. Our second son was born in December of 2005. So that was another milestone. First son was born in 2000. Second was born in 2005. That boy, he's 16 now. He's going to be a junior this year. He plays basketball. Our first son was diagnosed with asthma. We were told that he was going to have to be on albuterol. We didn't accept that diagnosis. How many of you all know that on that the Lord has the final say? No matter what man says, the Lord has the final say. So that first son, we just were blessed to spend Father's Day in Hilton Head, South Carolina, in a resort in Sea Pines in Hilton Head on a golf course with my oldest son who graduated from boot camp. He's now in the Navy. He's up in Groton, Connecticut in A school. He started his A school studies on this past Tuesday. So his first class for the A school was on Tuesday in Groton, Connecticut. He's 22 now, and his baby brother is in Atlanta playing in a basketball tournament. He's 6'5". Both of them are 6'5". I'm 6'6".
Wow.
So they're trying to catch up to me.
You're tall, y'all.
Yes.
he can't have his butt tall.
another pivotal time. That's right. That's right. So,
amen.
So,
amen. I am so happy.
Yes.
Knowing your children, when you meet young people and you know who their parents are, you know the young people, and when you hear such things like that, you know, as a grandfather, a great-great-grandfather, a great-great-grandfather, I told my other great-great-grandkids, I said, y'all so great. I don't even tell nobody about y'all. You know, but, you know, it makes you feel good. It makes you feel good to see our young people productive and doing wonderful things. And when you have good parents and the children follow through as well, it's beautiful. It's a blessing. And to know your children from the time they were conceived to now, and to know what they're doing, it's a blessing to my heart as well. It really is a blessing to
Thank
me.
You.
Knowing you and knowing your wife and knowing, you know, how hard y'all work. Because, you know, people is very difficult. You know, I wanted to say a little quick thing about relationships. People is very difficult sometimes. You know, some people say, I found my soulmate. And I know one guy, he found his soulmate, the fifth wife, you know, and he was 72. All right, and I'm 72 now myself, and you know I've been married for 30 years, and we got divorced. Things happen in circumstances, but people say, you know, I find my soulmate, and sometimes you got to let go and let God. Sometimes you let God lead you to a person. The most interesting things about relationships that I see that last a long time, Reggie, normally the person says, I didn't expect be with that person, but they was a nice person, and I became their friend, you know, and we friendship that led into other things. But you know, normally nobody, most of these long term marriages, the people did not expect that would be the person. They have known the person either, you know, through the neighborhood or through work or different places, but they never expected they would end up with that person, and you know, something happens. And they find themselves in love and et cetera, and they end up getting married, and it lasts, you know. So people, sometimes, you know, we look for that particular person. When you're young, you think about, you know, how beautiful your wife's going to be and and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, and you kind of think about what she's going to do and what you're going to do, and you try to orchestrate in your mind the type of prototype of person that you want. And sometimes it doesn't work. I told my youngest son, it doesn't always work out that way. You know, the person that you least expect it sometimes is your soulmate, is the best person for you. So people, see, Reggie did it, and he's extremely successful, and you can do it. You can do it.
When we pray, let thy will be done, folks, not your will, let thy will. When you pray, let thy will be done, honor that, thy will, because it's not your will, it's thy will. And what do I mean by
Amen.
That? Before I met my wife, the woman I was dealing with threw a brick through my new car window on a Friday. I met my so that situation almost turned into me going to jail, which I'm grateful that God saved me from that. And that weekend went by. My wife moved from Pennsylvania to Westchester County on Sunday, and her first day on her job on Monday is when I met her. And I met her through my best friend who introduced me to her. And understand, there's people in this life who are angels to us. My best friend, we used to hang out every day. We were so tight. We used to go to fights together, watched Mike Tyson knock Larry Holmes upside his head, knocked him off his feet, and that was the weekend that I met my wife. I met her that weekend through my best friend who is married. My best friend says, because if I was 6 foot, I would marry this woman. I said, but he was already married at the time. He and Ron, they have a lot in common. They're the same height. So they're short, but he always liked to climb trees, my best friend. So he introduced me to my wife, and I can't even say I haven't seen him 5 times since he introduced me to my wife. So there's angels on this planet. Living angels, we are entertaining them daily. You never know who may be your angel. My angel introduced me to my life partner, my wife, and we start off as friends. We were friends. We got married. I met her. We didn't get married until my birthday, 9 years after I met her. So we got married in St. Croix. Some people will say eloped. Well, yeah, we did that. We did the elope thing. But favor, why? Because when we came back from St. Croix, we wound up buying a 3-family home off the beach up in West Haven, Connecticut. So that union, instead of spending $25,000, $30,000, $50,000 on a wedding to show how much we love one another, no, we came back and we got in business. We were business partners. So we bought 3 of those. So we had 9 multifamilies. When we left Connecticut to move to Florida, I was a barber. So you're speaking to a gentleman who, my dad was a barber, and he taught me how to cut hair along with my 2 brothers. We were all barbers, 3 barbers, and my mom was a beautician. So you're on the phone with a gentleman who, as a barber, I never could have become a millionaire, but God works in mysterious ways. So I'm so grateful God took me out of the Northeast, moved me to Florida, and he introduced me to some things. And I want to bring a young lady to the front of this call. This young lady, she's a wife of one man. She's got 3 boys. She's a beautiful woman of God. She got her own victory today, and I want her to share, because people need to know, in the midst of your promotion and growth, sometimes there's pressing things that you got to press through. And this young lady just had a major. And what I want to bring also, the gentleman that's going to share the fundraiser, he's online with me right now.
Great, great, wonderful.
Mr. Crane, I have you bridged with Reverend Ron Robinson, and we have a broadcast going on right now, and Miss Tamara Taylor is online with us, but Mr. Crane, can you promote, I would want you to share with the listeners for Monday's event at 6 p.m., please.
Oh, okay. So you have to come on that webinar, you're saying?
You're live on a radio broadcast. Reverend Ron Robinson's here.
Yes.
Tamara Taylor is here. And now you.
How you doing, Brother Reverend?
Yes,
how you doing?
Yes, wonderful having you on the broadcast. And the tremendous opportunity that you're bringing unto God's people. And we just want to thank you for your time to come on and speak with us as well.
Well, thank you, brother. I want us to start by giving God all the glory here. And, you know, we're just vessels. We're just vessels. And I'm just thankful to be in a position that the Lord has put such incredible people in my lives and my path here to be able to go out and make a difference in a time in this world than when things are bad, getting worse here. People are just being crushed by the high gasoline prices and the hyperinflation for everything else we're buying, our food and so forth. And when the Lord opened up this door to me, to Tamara, to, you know, those of us here that are talking to you about it today, nothing happens by coincidence. Everything has happened by His providence. And I'm so thankful that we have the opportunity to be able to unite, to be able to come together here, and to be able to move forward and do the mighty kingdom work that we're called upon to do. So it's just an absolute pleasure to be able to work with the likes of Reverend Ron and Tamara Taylor here and Brother Reggie Powell and et cetera, et cetera. I can go on, but the Lord has absolutely surrounded us with incredible leadership, people who love the Lord, and people who really, really understand that our success in life is measured in direct proportion to the amount of people that we help and to the amount of people that we help become successful. So I just thank you for having the opportunity to share that information here, and I'm looking forward to meeting everyone and to doing everything in my God-given power with the gifts He's given me here to ensure the success and the savings of as many people as we possibly can. So back to you, brother.
Well, thank you. Thank you,
thank you,
Mr. Crane. I really appreciate you. And for those that don't know, Mr. Jeff Crane, very successful in the arena of helping others to get free. And what do I mean by that? We're going to share with the time, the location, where we'll be on a Zoom meeting on Monday with Mr. Crane. Just to give you a preview, what we're going to talk about, one of the persons that came on into this company with Mr. Crane, he started last month. In his first 10 days, he's made $28,000. I'm not saying that to impress you, but to impress upon you, within his first 3 weeks, he's over $50,000 in income. What time that we're in right now, because of the high gas prices, it's all about timing. A lot of people, they say timing is everything in business. Right place, right time, and with the right people, being connected with the right people that have the right product, because, of course, we've all been introduced to different things, and many people on the line, no matter where you're from, whether you're up in the New York area where Reverend Ron is, or you're out on the West Coast where Jeff Crane is located, or you're down here in Florida where myself and Tamara, anywhere in the United States of America, we're excited because this company, not only is it here, but it's in the UK. You might know some people in the UK that's paying $15 a gallon for gasoline. Many people are here on the East Coast complain about $5 a gallon. What if your price was $15 a gallon? What if you're in Africa? We just signed up some folks in Africa. We got people in Brazil. We got people worldwide, and it's timing and positioning is right. You're at the right place, the right time. I'm appreciative. I'm thankful for Mr. Crane being online. I want to bring Ms. Tamara Taylor. Please come to the front of the call. I would like you to share. Just because I know myself, Reverend Ron, Jeff, we're all men. I want you to give the young ladies a perspective because you're a mother. Being a mother of three boys, we want to hear from someone that also can project to the masses on the call as well. So we're equal opportunities to share this with everyone. Ms. Taylor, the call is yours.
Thank you, Reggie. I really appreciate that introduction. And I want to start and thank you to Reverend Brown for having me on your podcast this evening.
Thank you so much for coming on.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, I just wanted to, before I get into the project, into what we're doing here, I also wanted to, like, concur with what you said about, you know, African-Americans. And, you know, sometimes it's nice to, like, edify your brothers, because there's a lot of us out there that are doing some really good things for our communities, for the nations, even for our neighbor. And it's not normally we're not always out there praising each other. And I think that's one of the issues that we have today, is like when we see our brothers and sisters being successful, we need to come alongside them and edify and pull them up, not pull them down. And if we would all stand together, more of us would be able to be successful in the day and age, because more than anything, we need to be supportive of each other right now. Like, we all need this. So I just want to say I really appreciate your words from earlier.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
Hey, Brother Ron, I'm back real quick, and I forgot to put the shout out here that I'm going to be doing a private webinar for your group and team on Monday, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 3 p.m. Pacific Time. If you want to go ahead and jot this down, it's ssazoom.com is the Zoom link, SSA for Superstar Alliance, Zoom.com. I'm definitely looking forward here to just showing you some of the incredible things that the Lord has allowed me to be able to put together to support and to put everybody in a position for just as rapid a success as you can imagine. It's pretty exciting, and I'm looking forward to that. So, again, thank you.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Thank you so much, and we appreciate you.
Yeah. And like he was saying, you know, we've got people making their money back in the first day or two. I mean, this thing is it's not even a sales pitch. It's literally just asking someone if they would like to save between $11 and $36 for every full tank of gas. You know, it's just that simple. I don't know if I need a feedback, but I hope I'm going to talk to us. Anyway, so what I'd like to share with you, thank you again for having me on. My name is Tamara Taylor. I'm more than just a person that's excited about a product. I am a mom of some beautiful little boys, and I am an African-American businesswoman with a business that's been around for about 12 years now, located in the heart of Miami. I've got satellite units around the country, and I have other things I do. So I am really trying to help and help the people in my own personal way. However, let me get to what this product is doing for people. We are looking at a product that not only reduces harmful emissions by up to 85%, this product also boosts power and performance of your vehicle. So now if you got an older vehicle, you may have some knocks, you may have a newer vehicle, you want to keep your engine new, you put this tablet in your tank, and it's going to improve the performance of your vehicle. It helps clean the carbon deposits from the interior of your tank. Is any residues, any sediment on the bottom, it's going to break those down. So now you don't have to worry about using that little bit left, that gas at the bottom of the tank, because it's not going to be harmful to your engine. We're looking at an improvement in fuel stability. We're looking at an improvement of stability overall of your vehicle. This product also helps improve fuel burn. What most people don't realize is when you're driving your vehicle, yes, they burn fuel, but they're not efficient in how they burn it, and you're going to experience some runoff of the gasoline. This product now, with this tablet, you're now allowing your vehicle to burn up to 100% of the fuel you put in your tank, which is now going to also increase the mileage you're getting in your vehicle. And it will help improve your miles. Like for me, I drive a luxury sports vehicle. I've got a BMW X6. With my vehicle, I can only use premium gas. This product allows me, a person that can only use premium gas, to drop one of these tablets in my tank and fill up with 89 and not have to worry. 89 and not have to worry about harming my engine, because my car is going to perform as if I had just put in 91. So for me, that is powerful, because not only am I going to have the increase in gas mileage because I'm able to burn 100% of the fuel I'm putting in my tank, I'm also going to be able to save money because now I'm saving 50 cents per gallon because I'm able to use 89 over 91. So I don't know if you have any questions for me, Reverend Ron, but I'm here for any questions that what I just stated may have stirred up.
Great, great, great. And we have some questions on we get text message questions, and we have questions from Maria Gonzalez from Mayagüez, Puerto Rico, and she wants to know, is this also available in Puerto Rico?
Yes, it is available in Puerto Rico. And something I should have also stated is this isn't just for gasoline cars. This is also for diesel. So if you know anyone that's a trucker, someone that has a fleet, someone that has a lawn care service, this product's going to work for them as well. We are globally located. We just, me along with my really good friend and partner, Reggie, we just opened up South Africa. So we are, yes, we are global.
Great, great. And we have Jillian Sutherford from Maryland, and she wants to know, I don't know, I guess you guys can discuss this as well. What is the process for getting involved? You know, I guess she wants to know, you know, registering, fees, et cetera, those types of things.
Oh, wow.
Yes,
the
reason what we're doing, we're promoting this evening. We're going to have Mr. Jeff Crane is going to break all that down on Monday on the Zoom. Come to SSAZOOM.com and come, not only don't just come by yourself. You want to invite some other people to come on that line. Why? Because we are officially in pre-launch. We haven't even launched, okay? So we want to give that I'm chomping at the bit. I want to spill. I'm like a bad refrigerator. I can't keep nothing. Trust me. But I can't let it go. I got to let you know. Come to the Zoom, SSA Zoom. Why? Because Mr. Jeff Crane, he's been a blessing, has helped people become millionaires. Now, everybody's not on this call to become a millionaire, but guess what? If we got more money, we can help more people. We can drive more miles. We don't have to decide whether we're going to take lunch or we got to put our lunch money in our gas tank to get home so we can get back tomorrow to get our paycheck, if that makes sense to anyone. So I want to let Tamara Taylor loose. I can't do that. I can't do it. I just can't take no more. Can't do no more. Why? Because
Brother Reggie. Yeah, hey, brother, I want everybody to know that Tamara is an incredible woman, and it's
yes,
an honor to work with her. And she will actually be there on Monday here to share some very exciting stuff with you. Then I'm going to get into a special element of what we do that is off the chart. So anyway,
yes.
I'm looking forward to Monday.
Yes, thank you.
Great,
thank you
great,
so much.
Great.
And you understand what I mean, Reverend Ron. This is your call. Yes, sir.
Oh, man, you know what? I'm in. I want to register right now. you guys like,
exactly.
You know, you're like an advertisement of a extremely delicious cuisine, and the people are talking about it, and it makes you just get really, really hungry that you want to jump in and just get started. And so I'm so excited about it, you know, and I'm just ready to jump in and get started. And I have with me in studio Dr. Benjamin Bridges as well, and he has some questions he would like to ask.
Awesome. I'm available. How can I help you, doctor?
Yeah, well, you know, first of all, I would just like to say that this is really a great opportunity because, you know, when you're really looking at the high tax prices of these gas, you know, situations with these cars and buses and trucks and all of that, when you see that people are, you know, at this time period, money is pretty tight with a lot of people. And being that it is, when you come up with an opportunity where they could cut the expense of gas in half of what they're dealing with, that's a great opportunity. And that's something that can really open up the door for a lot of people to come on board and get involved. They just need to be introduced to a program like this properly and be able to see not only will they save money by getting into the program, but even in bringing people into the program, they'll be able to make a lot of money as well. So these are some things that can really help, you know, our people and just people in general. Because, I mean, it doesn't mean that you got to be a genius to be able to see that, hey, if I can save on these high gas prices that are, you know, charging people left and right, and then you got your food prices going up, you got a lot of different expenses right now that are really hurting people, and here you come with an opportunity that says, hey, you guys don't have to pay this high gas anymore. We got opportunities where you could take these tablets or pills and utilize that in your gas tank. And not only will it get rid of or expand the amount of gas that you have, but it could also improve your engine and stuff. So these are things that can really be very, very, you know, good for people in general. There's no question about it. Like I said, you don't have to be a genius to see that this can actually help you. The bottom line is that people just need to be introduced to it properly so that they can see that this is something that could really help them. Not only in just, like I said, saving money on their gas, but also introducing people into the program and how they can really make a lot of money that way. So my question to you is, what is the average amount of money that a person can make, you know, on, you know, once they start to get involved with this, you know, on a monthly basis? Do you guys have a clear understanding on, you know, what kind of income a person can get on a monthly basis with this?
Absolutely. Let's go with small numbers because that's where I like to reach people. I don't want to make people reach for the stars. So on the average individual that just wants to share with family and friends, you're looking at between $8,000 to an extra $1,000 in your household on top of the savings you're going to get with using this tablet, which we, I mean, you know, like I'm not even getting to the savings because people are going to drop the phones. But let me just say it this way. The amount you're going to make is almost equal to the amount you're going to save per month with these tablets, right? And that's just small numbers. Of course, there's people like Reggie said earlier, making like 21 to 26 grand in their 30 days. That's not the average individual. If I'm looking at the average individual, that would be about what they're going to look at. Another thing I meant to say was we're not the first to market because I know people are going to go research this, but we are the best to market. And like Reggie said earlier, we are in a soft whisper campaign right now. So the masses have not seen this technology. They have not seen us yet. So please wait until Monday when you get on that call. We're going to lay this all out for you. I want you to also know this product has won 6 Nobel Peace Prizes. So we're talking about something that is not only great for our car, but it's winning Nobel Peace Prizes for the science and performance it's allowing people to experience. The other thing I'd like to touch on is for those that are more like, okay, where have you been if you've been around for, we've been around for 15 years. We were only available in a commercial, in the commercial arena. We're just now allowing the public access to what we're doing. So this is brand new for everyone. So if you're looking for something to help your family, like you said, some people are picking between gas and food right now. We want to help the average individual help not have to make a choice between gas in my car to go to work and food on my table to feed my family because both have risen in prices. So thank you for that question. Did you have anything else?
And let me add, because some people are going to say, if this tablet has been out for some time, why is it just being introduced now? I'm glad you asked that question. Reason why, because gas before was $2 and $3. People didn't care. Now gas is $5 a gallon. I'm sorry, on the West Coast it's $9 and $10 a gallon. We have people's attention right now, and it's on everyone's lips at the water cooler at their job. They're talking about, hey, I seen gas today for $4.37. Someone else has said, oh, no, I paid $5 a gallon. We now have it on everyone's lips, the price. What they're talking about the cost of gas. Why? Because they're talking about what their grocery bill, what you used to pay $100 for, you're paying $300 for the same groceries. Why? Because gas prices are up. So that's the reason for the urgency and the reason why, where some people may look at it as an obstacle, we look at it as an opportunity to now, because there's in the face of when there's a challenge, you shouldn't look at it as a challenge. You look at it as, hey, this is an opportunity for us to do some greater things. So God's turning us in a great direction, and we're excited that we get the chance to bring it to our brothers and sisters in Christ. Now we have an opportunity to help the church who really has a mission to want to help feed the poor, clothe the those that are and feed the hungry and the homeless. We now have an opportunity, and this opportunity is really an opportunity for everyone. Everyone can get started. I mean everyone. And you'll see that on Monday. And you may ask about the cost. It's affordable. Why is it affordable? It's so affordable to get started at the highest level. It's still going to cost you less than $100. How about that? So with that being said, I want to turn it back over to you, Reverend Ron.
Great, great. Any more questions, Dr. Benjamin Bridges?
No, just appreciate the information that they shared, and I think that was really good what they brought to the table and letting people know. And I think this is definitely going to grow into something that's going to be very successful for our community and other communities as well.
Great, great, great. We're getting a lot of technical difficulties here with opening up mics for others, but we're getting people are text messaging me and whatnot and sending messages to via the other technology. So I have Pastor Sutherland of Mount Zion Baptist Church in Nutley, New Jersey, and he wants to know how the church signs up and then the church signs the people up, or how did that work out in terms of orchestrating the process where the church would be, the head of the program, and then the parishioners would be participants, members, however the terminology goes?
Thank you for the question, Pastor Sutherland. It's a very simple process. You're going to get back with Reverend Ron. Reverend Ron's going to get you set up, or he'll get you on a conversation with myself. And we'll get the church in position, because this can be done by an individual or a company or a foundation, whatever entity you want to use. And then you're going to have a unique link that you can give to your parishioners to get started and join up with the church, which is an amazing opportunity to then also help fund ministries through the church. So, yes, that's how you'll get set up.
Okay, so the church is going to be the lead, and then the leadership in the church, and then the members will follow under them as well, in terms of the configuration, how people sign up. Because, you know, probably 99.9% of Americans have been exposed to MLM, or to marketing, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Avon has been around for God knows how long. Shackley, you know, Mary Kay has been around for a long time. So most Americans are multi-level marketing swabby, if you will. Most of them understand the structure, and you know, and I, you know, and I'm gonna put this out there. My guest tonight, I'm gonna put this out there to y'all. A lot of people think that multi-level marketing or this kind of structure is a hierarchy thing, where, you know, the pyramid system, the good old pyramid that people learned about years ago. I started my first motel marketing experience in a company that didn't really exist, but back in the 70s. And when they first was introduced. And a lot of times those systems didn't work because it seemed that all the people at the top was getting money, you know, getting doing well, and all the people at the bottom, you know, were struggling. So, you know, and these are questions that are coming from anonymous, Miss, she called herself Miss Anonymous from North Carolina. And so she's saying,
can I address that question,
brother? What makes your structure different from the normal marketing structure?
Well, I'd like to have a twofold answer. So I want you to hear from Tamara, and I'd like to hear my answer for that. What really attracted me to this, ladies and gentlemen, is that a person could literally get involved for less than what you spend to go out to McDonald's now for a meal for three or four people, and can max out the way this thing is structured. But it's really designed. This isn't designed for leadership. Leaders by default that have the black book, that have the experience, they're going to do well. But they will never do well unless you've got something here that takes care of the masses. So think about this for a second. You're going to buy a product that's going to pretty much give you two times the amount of what you pay for it back in savings, realized savings that you'll absolutely see and know. So if you're spending, let's just say, $25 and you're getting $50 back in savings, how many times you want to do that trade? Now, if you know you're getting that savings, how many people do you know that you can actually share this information, this technology with, that would love the idea of just do nothing but saving? So a person could just save alone and do well. And if you're buying every month and saving just for your own use and they are, then you're doing great. If you want to go ahead and compound or grow the amount of earnings that you make, then just instead of going to one or two people, go to the third or fourth, or go to the fifth or sixth. How many people do you know that would really appreciate you for sharing an incredible Nobel Prize winning technology in chemistry for something that's going to cut their gas expenses significantly, very noticeably? They're going to love you for that. And the beautiful thing is that this is like a perpetual source. As long as we've got to put gasoline in our cars, whether it's 6, 8, 10 a gallon or whether it's 2 or 3 or 4 a gallon, we all want to save money. And with the hyperinflation that's runaway and the massive devaluation of the buying power of the dollar because of the multiple trillions our government is printing and just giving away and squandering and so forth, there's no end in sight. It's not going to get any better. It's going to get worse, sadly. But the beautiful thing is that we have a situation where we can share this information very simply, and we can really, truly help people. And you can make enough here right out the gate here to even offset what it is that you're paying, plus realize all the savings. Tamara, I know you got a great explanation too, but that's what I wanted to share.
Thank you. I appreciate Jeff and everybody. I want to just add to what Jeff says, and I want to answer your question of how is this different than other things. The one major difference I noticed with the way this company is structured and how this thing is set up, not only are you saving money with the gas, but you're also rewarded for giving people to other people. I don't know any company out there where every time I put someone with you, like most things is every man for themselves. Here, if I go every man for myself, no one wins here but me. This company has set it up in their structure that the only way I'm rewarded is by giving you help. So you're always going to, and not only do I get rewarded for helping you, we both get rewarded. So if I do it myself, I can only get so far. The company has it set up to where if I want to get ahead, I have to help you get ahead too. So that's something that I've not seen any other company structure. It's more or less you're helping promote the product. Like I said, we haven't launched yet. So it's not going to be set up like the typical thing where you're coming in, you got to recruit people. And, you know, this is an easy conversation. Would you like to save money on gas? If they do, awesome. How would you like to do? You want to promote it or you want to be a customer? period. When that person decides they want to do either one, you have the option to share with your with whomever else you've told that wants to promote it. And when you help them by bringing that person in and giving that person away, you know, it's like the Bible. You're always going to reap what you sow. So I feel it, this company has a system where every time I reap and I sow it into the person that came in with me's life, they're going to reward me for that. So this is totally different. It's a game changer. It's something you've not seen before.
And I mean, I would like to add, the young lady that you just heard speak, when the first person I told about this, he was excited when I was telling him. And then when he heard it was gas, he said, oh, you forgot I don't drive. I said, you don't drive, but we don't live in Fred Flintstone times where you get in the car and your partner got to pick up the car and run down the block. No, you need gas. So since he likes to sit behind people, he wants people to drive him in his Uber or Lyft or however he's chauffeured, I told him, I said, think about the people that are chauffeuring you. They need to put gas in their vehicle. You guys wouldn't believe that day when he signed up, he signed five people up and he don't drive. So anybody that's on this call says, oh, that's for people that got a car. No, that's for you. Whoever's in your family that's driving a vehicle, they would be interested no matter what they're doing. I don't care if they're cutting grass. Yes, they got to put gas in that tank. So with that being said, back to you, Reverend Ron. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Okay, so we have Dr. Sutherland. Dr. Nice, oh, man, I'm messing up my reading here. Dr. Cleveland Brown from Andersville, Missouri, and he said part of the discussion here for the Nobel Peace Prize and whatnot, it seemed to be environmentally a friendly product that helps emissions and cut carbons and help the environment. He said, so why wouldn't the American government have put this out since, you know, since they're glorifying, I guess he said they're glorifying the product by giving them six Nobel Peace Prizes, and it seems to, it would help the environment a great deal. So he's saying, why didn't the government release this product to the general public years ago? Because there's such a concern now about the ozone layer and the pollution.
Well, one thing, the government doesn't own the product, and this is something else I should have said. The product is made and manufactured in the USA. The government doesn't control this product. This is a product that's been engineered by a private company, and for the most part, does it look like the government's trying to help us save money on gas? You know what I mean? And if they were really concerned about us saving money, they would lower the gas prices, and they're not. They're still raising them because the government needs money right now. So if you put a product, if the government releases a product that's going to allow us to buy more less gas, they get less taxes, which is actually against what they're trying to, their agenda. They need the money to continue to do what they're doing. So by lessening the cost of fuel, you're not helping the government, even though we're helping the environment, because you're right, it is environmentally friendly. You can hold it in your hands. It has no synthetics, no preservatives, no artificial coloring, no sulfites. I could go down the no list, and it is natural, yet this isn't, if you look at where we are right now in the world, this is kind of counterintuitive to what they're trying to do.
And right now, opportunity, less than 1% of the people in the world even know about what you guys are listening to right now. So it's a world of opportunity for us. I'm excited. Ms. Tamara Taylor signed up a gentleman in Johannesburg in South Africa about 3 o'clock in the morning. And that gentleman, he said, guys, I'm the account executive for South African Bank, largest bank. He controls the petrol account. In Africa, it's not called gas or fuel. It's called petrol, P-E-T-R-O. Mm-hmm. He's all excited about this. So we're excited. We even have marketing. Ms. Taylor, she does, I mean, I'm talking You guys got to have a little vision. I'm talking, you won't have to actually solicit anybody. Miss Taylor, she's put magnets out to help people. People can just drive by, take a picture of your magnet on your car, and all of a sudden, a stranger that you'll never meet personally will be coming in your business because he saw your magnet on your vehicle at the airport when you were dropping off your family. He saw your magnet in front of Pathmark. He saw your magnet in front of a taxi stand picking up your family. He saw your magnet in front of the school dropping off your kids in the morning. Took a picture. Save fuel. Save on gas. What? Took a picture. They're in your business, and you didn't even get to work yet. You got money coming into your account. I'm excited. So, sorry, Reverend Ross.
So
back to you.
Each person, a question for me now. Each person has a website where people can go and purchase and join, et cetera.
Exactly. When you join on, you'll pick up. You know, it's simple. It's so simple. We all have a handle. My handle, a part of this company is called Paid, the number two, Fill Up. Paid to Fill Up. I have a person in my business. Miss Tamara Taylor, her site is Save on Gas. I have another person. His site is Paid to Pump. You just got to get creative. I got another person signed up yesterday. His site is the number two gas. He's too gassy. Who do you know that's too gassy? Think about it. We're creators. We've been creative for a long time. We now have something that you don't have to explain anything about saving on gas. That's on everybody's lips. All you need to do is get the information to them. They'll run past you. Because right now, people's wages haven't gone up, but the gas has gone up. So your wages are down right now, and we can help people. And also, we can bring this to the masses through our churches and help out, take care of families that didn't have any way out of this whole gas crisis. We can help our family, friends, loved ones, because they've been waiting on the administration. Joe Biden's he's busy right now. He's not picking up. Gas is going up.
Amen, amen, amen. We have Professor Jay Gunn. I hope I say your name correctly. Jay Gunn Mohan. He's a traveling professor from India, and he wants to know, have this product still been exposed or being used in India?
Actually, you are able to buy the product right now in India. Yes, you have the ability. As far as the exposure, it's going to be very small because, as Reggie just pointed out, we're still in the Whisper campaign. So if you were interested, you would basically be helping us open up India. So you may want to consider that as an opportunity to spread the word there. Like we said, it's new to the consumer side, so it's very small. Like, there is so much. Think of it as we just showed up on Reverend Ron's broadcast and asked you to help us put the floors down. Even though I just said that does not mean we're not the top, the best. When you see how aesthetically attractive everything about this company is, we are the number one product you want to be sharing with people because it looks that good. Oh, and the other thing is we've got viral videos. If you're one of those that you don't want to say anything, you want to send out a video, we've got you covered. We have click campaigns. Like you said, I build one of my backgrounds is marketing. We have so many things available, and a lot of it we're giving it to you. So right now is a hot time to move forward, especially if you're in the ministry. And when you come on Monday, And you participate on the Zoom with Jeff on ssazoom.com, he is going to open your eyes to an opportunity that the church has not been afforded to as of yet.
Wow, fantastic, fantastic, fantastic. We have Francesca Ferreira from Portugal. She's a businesswoman, and she's located now in New York, New York. And she says, how about the advertisement? Is it in diverse languages?
Yes, we do. Yes, we do have other languages. I'm not sure that we have all of them yet, but we are working on it. But yes, right now we do have we have calls in other languages. We have if you want to know more about the opportunity, we do have presentations in other languages. If you're someone in a country that we don't have your language yet, you may even be an opportunity to participate in spreading the word in your own native language to that new community. So, and like I said, it's an open opportunity for areas where we don't yet have it, as well as the areas that we are covering. But we do have multiple languages available right now.
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. We have Charles Pingleton from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and he's 17 years old, and he wants to know, how young can you start in this business?
Oh, my gosh, Charles, I'm so glad you asked. 17-year-old just got started this past week. His dad wanted him to start working at a pizza place, and I told him, I said, listen, you got two options. Help people save money on fuel or go flip pizzas with your buddies. He said, Mom, I don't want to flip pizzas. So what I'm telling you here is the young people have an opportunity to now be able to be entrepreneurial and work from home. And who's better at technology than the youth? If you're 16, 17, 18, you're looking for something to do to bring in extra money, we have you covered. Can you drive a car? You can sell gas tablets.
Wow. Great, great, great. That's wonderful. And guys, remember, you know, y'all belong, you know, the young people have, a young guy said to me one time, he said to me, I moved 200 deep, and I, you know, and it's a New York City term, and I said, what do you mean by 200 deep? He said, I can call 200 kids to this corner right now. And I said, well, okay, I'll have to be here for the rest of my life, you know. And he made one call, and another person made a call, another person called, and I'm telling you, no lie, he had 200 kids on the corner. And they were saying, like, oh, well, I got $10, I got $5, we can go to movies, we can do this, thinking of what they were going to do together. And I said, man, that's awesome. I said, you know the power behind what you just did, young man? You know, and I noticed that TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, you know, all YouTube, there's so many social medias. The young people got the technology down packed. They know how to contact each other from across the world. And I say to people, the technology has made the world smaller, you know, so small. I do international financing, and I'm always doing business in Africa and in the Caribbean and Europe and Asia and all these other places. And sometimes I'm here in a country that I never heard before. And for the first time in my life, I'm like, wow, that country exists. That's a real country, you know. And it's incredible how the technology has just brought us all together and made it so simplistic to advertise a product like this. You know, it's made it so easy to get it out there. You know, you don't have to – when I was growing up, you know, I remember in the 50s they had, you know, a door-to-door vacuum salesman. It was a joke about it, but they really existed. You know, these guys would go and – walk 10 flights of stairs because most buildings didn't have elevators back in those days, and they would sell, you know, vacuums. But now, with the technology, it's so easy to go to an infomercial and sell, you know, things instamatically all across the world. It's incredible, you know, it's incredible.
Absolutely. Reverend Ron, the other thing is people should think about, what about school fundraisers? Who else wants another bar of chocolate or taffy or popcorn that's too small? Why not help the school actually promote something we all need, which is savings, and let the kids give, you got three options of savings, and let the parents pick. I would be happy to donate to a fundraiser where I save money on my gas. You know, I would love that. So I just wanted to throw that in that, you know, there's so many options here, especially for the younger people, and that would even be younger than 16, 17, 18. So you're looking at ways of helping not only people save money, but you're also able to spread the word with a little bit of a younger crowd as well.
Yeah, you know, we had a guest on, and we had a guest, and he is Truth Jones from Atlanta, Georgia. At 11 years old, he wrote a book. He made $1 million. At 14 years old, he said to his mother, I want to be a stockbroker. I want to go into the stockbroking. I want to invest. I want to do this and that. She said, well, you know, she's a little apprehensive about it. He was 13. No, he was 13 when he approached her with the idea. She said, well, go learn the jargon. Go learn the information and come back to me and let me know what you know about it. And she said she was amazed at how he was. He knew the jargon. He knew the language. He understood the mathematics of it. He understood the background of it, and she let him invest. This young man right now today at the ripe old age of 14 is making $100,000 a month. So, people, what I'm saying to you, and I know right now in my mind of 10 children who were featured in Forbes magazine at the ripe old age of 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, who have made millionaire status in technology, manufacturing, research, and development of new ideas and new products, what they call intellectual property. You have something in your mind. It's not manufactured. It's not a physical manufacturing of something.
Come back, brother.
It's intellectually manufactured. So they even have intellectual property now. The lawyers, if somebody takes your intellectual property, the lawyers can sue because somebody took your mind. I don't know, not that they took your mind, but they took your idea, whatever it is. So I'm just saying, we live in an age right now of so many things that technology has put us in a position, and the young people with the games and et cetera and all the things, the way they communicate, the way they advertise it, the way they connect with one another is making this thing very awesome and very real. So I'm just amazed at the young people and what they can do. You know, it's amazing. It's amazing. And so products like this, people, I have many of people come to my office, and they're asking for assistance for their little league and the little soccer team and, you know, the baseball team and the basketball team. And, you know, a lot of these little teams are struggling. Even some of the schools, inner city schools, they have economic, you know, the school districts are not financing sports like they used to. You'll see certain sports been cut out, swimming, sometimes track and field. And kids are losing out. And so a lot of the school boards are appealing to the counties and to the people to support these efforts. And I think something like this, Sister, would be a great avenue to raise funds for school districts and et cetera. I mean, you know, you can get very creative.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I would just lead into the question to you in terms of, you know, because, it, like you said, in the church we have bake sales and, you know, in the school we have, you know, in my children's school back in the day, we would sell, you know, candy, you know, which is bad for your teeth, you know, and we would have bake sales and put on plays and things of that sort. And, you know, this is a great, you know, avenue, people. People out there that are trying to raise funds for your little league, your teams, your schools. You know, a lot of times they'll give schools will give, you know, teams and groups and certain clubs, league clubs and things like this. They'll give them the option to go out and try to fundraise in the community. And so I'm saying this is another avenue that would be a tremendous help. Now, you know something, when a child comes to a person and says, hey, look, you know, I'm trying to raise money for whatever it is, people have, it gets to people's heart when they see children out making an effort for their club or their little league or their Sunday school group, you know, whatever it is. People gravitate towards helping kids, you know. That's one of the things that is major in America as well. What do you feel about that?
Absolutely. And, you know, the other thing is a lot of times children are looking for ways to be useful, and they want to help out. And I know every time my son got a fundraiser thing from school or even from church, his eyes lit up. Mom, let's go do this. You know what I mean? So it's something that's not only going to benefit the person that's holding the fundraiser, but it's also teaching your kids how to not only get out there and be in front of people and promote a product, but you're teaching them how to be entrepreneurial. You're teaching them that, you know, you can win and be successful at things. Kids love to see names added to lists. If they're like my kid, he loves to, he's like, Mom, if I do this much, this is what I got coming in. My kids are out there full of, like, ideas. And so I do know that even with what it is going to allow a lot of children to learn some responsibility while they're having fun raising money for foundations in their school and their programs, because the schools need the help too, the churches need the help too, and so do our families need this help. You know, so, and I was telling one of my friends, I said, I feel like I'm doing a humanitarian act by even promoting the product, because not only is it good for our environment, it's going to help us save money, and we're doing good for others. It's telling you, if you want to win, you have to help other people. So if I want to be successful and I want to make a lot of money, guess what? I got to get out there and I have got to help other people. And I love that model.
Thank you, Mr. Taylor. I really appreciate it. Thank you for sharing. That's what it's really all about. So for those that are on, just make sure you write down the Zoom link is ssazoom.com. That's Monday, 6 p.m. sharp. We're not going to be long, but we're definitely going to be strong. How are we going to be strong? Mr. Jeff Crane is going to lay that out for you all. Understand, he's on the West Coast. We're here on those that are on the East Coast, where gas is $5 and $6 a gallon. On the West Coast, gas is $9, $8, $9, $10 a gallon. So we're helping a lot of people. We have a responsibility, and we want others to benefit on the information that we receive. I'm grateful for. Thank you. I thank Tamara every day. Matter of fact, sometimes I'm grateful that her husband has allowed me to steal his wife for the last week or two, because I've been running like a runaway with this deal. Why? And everybody I talked to, I talked to Ron today. I didn't even get a chance to tell him the whole deal. Out of the 30 people I talked to, 28 signed up. Okay, 28, and the other two that didn't sign up, they're out looking for their money. They're running around trying to find some money right now, and the money is small money. It's not even big money. They just want to get in wherever they fit in, and wow. Me being a blessing, I'm blessed to be a blessing, but I'm not to handicap anybody. It's not my job to give you money to get started in this deal. Because you won't appreciate it. I hope you understand what I'm saying. In love, you won't appreciate it. If I gave you the money and you got started, you may not treat this like that very expensive vase that you were told to put on the coffee table. You have to treat this with kid gloves. And this opportunity is one lifetime opportunity, and I'm grateful that Tamara shared it with me with the passion that she shared it, because I've been on fire. It's like I'm running around. Matter of fact, I had dreads when I met Ron. I'm bald now. I have no hair. I ran my hair out. Okay, that's what I did.
Thanks.
Back to you, Ron.
Tamara, you're just doing a fantastic job. And you know, one of the major issues in America today, and I talk about this all the time on different talk shows and news reports and things of that sort. There's a tremendous need for extra income. Jobs are far few in between. People are working less and less hours because employers do not want to pay full benefits, so they put people on part-time, and then there's a little catch-22 there about not supplying benefits, right? And there are families with four kids, a husband and a wife, and it's very difficult. These last few kids for the last 20, 25 years, we heard about Lackham Home, too, you know, a microwave oven dinner, and you know, maybe they'll do their homework. Some kids are very disciplined. They go do their homework, and then they go watch television, and, you know, they don't see mom and dad. It's not that sit-down dinner, discuss your day, what's going on, what do you need, what do you need, you need help, you need this. And I know as a mom yourself with three sons, I know that's a and your husband as well, I know the parenting part of it is how much time you spend, quality time with your children, getting to know them, to get to know you, and getting to know what's going on in their life as well. So I always say to moms that are at home, a lot of mothers now are very professional people, and they feel stressed because they feel the need to be with the child. Some mothers are having babies, and with 6 months, 7 months, they're leaving the child with a babysitter. There's so much going on, you know, with the parenting structure. So I'm always telling people, stuff like this, products like this can alleviate you not having that time to share with your children as well. Talk to the moms, Tamara, about, you know, because there's a lot of moms out there. A lot of them don't have, maybe a lot of them don't have the extra skill to go out and, you know, get a job or do something because there's a lot of work at home now, but a lot of people don't have that. So talk to the moms and, you know, who might need an extra income into the family.
Absolutely. Yes, one of the reasons I decided to do this was because I wanted an extra income. And I'll just say it this way. This whole time we've been having this wonderful discussion, my five-year-old sitting in the back seat. So when I tell you this is something you can do with your children, this is something you can do whether you're at the playground, whether you're in between picking up, doing laundry. Like, there's sometimes I'm folding laundry and I'm making, and I'm calling people, or more or less people are calling me, hey, I want this. And this is the thing you're going to find here is if you're a mom and you need extra income, you will not only get your money back in the first few days that you got started by sharing, you're also going to be able to start having that extra money you need for the food, the grocery, the trips. You may be someone that I would love to go on a trip with my family. This is actually going to afford you the ability to have more of your time back. If you're a mom that has one, two, three jobs and you're looking for a way to pare back one of those jobs, this is something that's going to be able to replace that income. If you need it to be full-time, and it's as simply as just making an extra phone call or sharing with one extra person to be able to allow you to have that freedom to finally enjoy your family the way you want to. Because I'm going to say, if it wasn't for this product and with everything else I'm doing in my life, if it wasn't for the product and what it's allowed me to do with my family, I would not be on the phone right now with you with my son in the back seat. I'd be grinding and going through paperwork and trying to figure that out. So if you're a mom that needs income, this is something that you can get your children involved in. Your children are going to enjoy. My 8-year-old is now going up to people and saying, my mom's saving money on gas, and she's really good at it. Mom, can I give him a card? This is something where you're going to be able to get your kids involved. My kid likes to give out my phone number because he loves making friends. Guess what card he's giving out? He's giving out this card. It's got a QR code they can scan with their phone. Not only are they being able to connect, now they have the ability to also save money. So this is something that you want to bring your family into and say, if this is what you want this toy here, or you would like to have this thing, start bringing them in and show them responsibility. Help mom out And I'm going to show you how we're going to get you that thing that you're looking for. So this is something you're really going to be able to have fun with and teach your kids responsibility. And in the meantime, it's helping bring more income into your household.
Wow, fantastic, fantastic. As we wrap up, Reggie and Mr. I'm
Jeff Crane.
You have to help
Mr.
Me.
Crane. No, he
I have to say my A's when I forget things. brother, please forgive me, you know. They say
thank
to my
no,
A's,
thank you, Mr. Robinson. Thank you for inviting me. Thank you for inviting us to your into your home, into your space this evening to share what we believe is a game changer for a lot of our families. I believe that this can help bridge a gap. And there's a tremendous wealth gap that's going on right now. But if you have a burning desire to change some things and you don't have to stick up anybody, all you got to do is have a burning desire to want change in your family and in your culture. You can, like Ms. Taylor had shared, she's got her children involved. It's a beautiful thing to be able, and the reason why I'm saying it's a beautiful thing because my dad, when I was 7 years old, I was in my dad's barbershop brushing off the hair off people, getting little quarters and 50 cents. 10 years old, he built a shoe shine stand for me. I started shining shoes. 13, he said, boy, you're bigger than my refrigerator. He put a clip in my hand. I started cutting hair. And I cut hair for 28 years. My mom was a beautician, so I've done men and women's hair. I used to work from can't see in the morning till can't see at night. Hello?
Wow.
So now we have an opportunity with and you're speaking, you're hearing from a gentleman who went from barbering and beautician, and then I got into this arena of sales. I got into sales. And got blessed to be introduced to the right company, and that company helped us go into another level in life. And like I said, money is great. What it does, it brings more peace into your life if you're able to now be able to do some things, enjoy your family without stress, be able to put them in the right schools. Here, I'm out of Melrose Projects, y'all. But now I live in Coral Springs, Florida. I'm so excited. I live in a gated community. I never visited a gated community until I got introduced to the industry of networking by the right people who taught me, and I followed. You have to take the right coaching. So I'm grateful for Mr. Robinson bringing us online because we want to share some skills and abilities with each and every one of you. For those that want to, you know, make some extra income without having to get an extra job, because there's a lot of people, they work in two and three jobs. Two and three jobs is for two and three people. I'm one person. I got one wife. I want to enjoy my life. I like to be able to get in my pool. I like to be able to go to the beach and not be told when to go to the bathroom or when to eat or when to go to bed, when to wake up. I like to have that freedom.
Wow.
So we want to bring that to the masses and help others to
that.
Have a freedom, have get that liberty that we have. So it's available to all of us, and all you got to be is willing, have a burning desire to be successful, to change your situation, and to get free. If you have that burning desire, we have the right opportunity. We and having a Nobel Prize opportunity, Nobel Prize product, so you don't have to ask, hey, does the product work? Of course the product works. It wouldn't have won a Nobel Prize six times if it didn't work. So we just want to know, will you work? Will you work for yourself? So with that being said, thank
Amen.
You, Ron.
Amen.
Reverend Robinson,
well, I
appreciate
thank
you.
For coming
thank
on.
You, Tamara.
Yes,
sir.
Tamara and Reggie, I want to thank you. Thank you guys for coming on. You've been fantastic. You answered the questions of my listeners. You know, we're across America here, and we're also in other foreign countries as well. And you answered the questions, and you were very helpful to my audience. And we thank you, and we thank you, and we thank you. We've come to the final analysis, people. Once again, always love God, love yourself, and love your neighbor. What did the Bible say? Better than yourself. So y'all be blessed for the weekend. Everybody have a good weekend. God bless. I'm going to leave with the man himself, Pastor Hezekiah Walker, say, got to get better because God is in control. Everybody have a nice weekend.
Come on, everybody, put your hands together. It's got to get better. All over the world, listen to these words. People come.
People go.
People
go.
Your life has been out of control.
Out of control.
You're confused.
You're confused.
But don't worry.
Don't worry. Your song, it will get better.
It's gotta get
better. It will get better.
It's gonna be
better. It will get better.
Cause
God is in control,
y'all. Hey. Thank you, Lord. Hey.
Find the praise
within your heart.
Within your heart.
Hold it close.
Hold it close.
Don't ever.
Don't ever depart. If there's gold in the night.
But you'll be.
But